You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Chappelle Lacey Part 2 episode. My favorite part of his interview was him talking about dealing with the adrenaline rush that he feels before performing stand-up comedy. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome back for the second time, comedian Chappelle Lacey.
Yes, yes.
How you doing?
I'm here.
Man? Always good seeing you.
Yes.
Oh, can we start it off like this?
Yeah.
I want to show love to the homie Anwar.
Oh, yeah. We can start off with Anwar. Yeah. Anwar Newton.
Yeah, we want to give a shout out to Anwar.
Shout out to Anwar Newton.
In Phoenix.
Homie in Phoenix.
That's
yes.
Your brother right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't make the connection until we talked in the green room. And I'm
yeah.
Like, you know Chappelle?
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's a pretty easy one because Phoenix comedy scene is somewhat big, but not as big. You know, it's a smaller community. So it's easy to know a lot of, everybody kind of knowing each other.
You had
it's
your
not
own,
like LA.
But you had your own crew, like kind of
yeah,
like.
Yeah, had a crew.
Like an SNL crew, like a
yeah,
sketch comedy crew.
Yeah, so we used to do these sketch comedy, like live sketch shows. It was called Literally the Worst Show Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse Johnson was part of it. Our boy Charles Ingle, who's in
we
New
love
York.
Jesse Johnson
love
here.
Jesse Johnson.
Yeah, we love Jesse Johnson.
Dan Thompson, another guy mm-hmm. He was a strong improv dude.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Turner,
mm-hmm.
who was also a part of it. I'm trying to think of who else. We had, yeah. I think that, yeah, that
yeah,
was the crew.
You guys were, he showed me pictures. You guys were
yeah.
deep. You
yeah, we were deep. Deep. Yeah.
You guys
fun.
Ran the scene there. Like,
yeah.
He told me of the events you used to throw.
I don't like to say I ran
no,
the
I
scene.
No, I know, but y'all you know. Were prevalent in that.
Yeah, yeah,
during
yeah.
During that area, during that time.
Oh,
period.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. You guys did your comedy
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I mean, we had a great time. We would do shows. At first, we were doing them at this venue called the Valley Bar, which I think held like 175 people as far as seats go. And then we upgraded to the sister venue there, which was called mm-hmm. Crescent Ballroom.
What was that, and Scottsdale, Phoenix?
This is downtown Phoenix,
okay.
Which was like, downtown Phoenix was, you know, and it not was, is very artsy, very like where all the like most of the entertainment you want to see.
It never usually, was that when I was
usually
there.
Usually go, no, exactly.
Because so, I think of that like Van Buren connecting all the way
oh,
there.
No, Van Buren is like, yeah, well, Van Buren and like Central and first, like, oh, yeah. That's all like
that
changed.
That CD Circle K right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Right there before all the clubs. Uh-huh. Yeah, and you know what yeah, club I'm talking about. Uh-huh.
But this is my, I think this is my first pod since I stop podcasting really? In general.
Yeah.
Well, like hosting my own. Like,
yeah. How you feeling? Do you have more time on your hands now? Or, I mean, do you?
Yeah,
like,
I feel.
Yeah.
I feel
more laxed.
More laxed. I feel a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy with my decision. I've been loving going on I've been doing a lot more road dates, which has been amazing, and people have been showing up to those road gigs
that's
as well.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's been a super blessing to mm-hmm. have people. To support me that way.
Yeah.
That's like a better feeling to
yeah.
me.
You know what's weird? I went through a similar thing with that too, where I had I left and then I did another thing and then.
Yeah.
Like me and Jeremiah just did. Have you been to the Ontario Improv?
No, I do the Ontario Improv July 14th, tickets at ChappelleLacey.com.
That's great timing. July 14th, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Hope to see you at the near the Ontario Mills Shopping Center.
Yep.
Because it's connected with all this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Most of those are.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's good, man. So you're headlining your own thing now, right?
Yeah. 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 And honestly, if I like talking that way.
Yeah. I mean, that's what
it
is.
I like talking that way. I don't mind doing, you know, interviewing stuff. Like if, you know, people want to sit down and chat for like an interview. But as far as like doing my own. I don't know. I just feel a lot more free.
I think people don't realize how much it takes to keep it going.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
People think, but it's like, no, there's things behind the scenes. Like when you leave tonight and go on that PC, I have to upload memory cards and then Adobe Premiere. Uh-huh. Then I have to upload it to Audio Boom.
And don't get me wrong. Some people enjoy that. Some people, you know, that's their thing. Some people have a strong passion for it. I just don't necessarily think it was a strong passion, and if something's not a strong passion for me,
your thing is you're a stand-up.
Yeah, I like doing stand-up.
Yeah, yeah, you love it.
I just have such a strong passion for that.
Yeah. Oh, can we say because they didn't air it yet, but Stand Up on the Spot had a good time with you.
Oh yeah, yeah. Stand Up on the Spot. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was our first time doing
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Everyone on that lineup, it was their first time ever doing. I didn't know what to expect.
I mean,
I was like, okay.
You know the thing about you, and this is what I admire, like, because I, you know, I dabble in it from time to time. I don't do it as much as y'all do it, but you are so freaking relaxed up there. It's like you're just in your living room. Like, you could tell, like, I get, like, I admire
but that's what I'm saying, like, you know, to back to what I was saying, I just have such a strong passion for it.
So
like, I just love doing it.
It's like that's your thing. You just like walking.
I just fucking. There's just something about it. And just getting on that stage.
What is it? Because we talked a bit about this. The adrenaline and stuff.
Yeah, I don't necessarily get. It's not a nervous for me as much as it's
excitement.
Mm-hmm. You know, because I think if I was nervous, I don't think I would handle it as well. Mm. It's not a nervous as much as like I'm excited, but I have like all those feelings that. You get like right before you go on, of course, like you feel it
in your
stomach
gut.
And then, you know, your body starts to get a little warm and I'm like,
oh, mine gets
you know, when
cold.
I, so when I,
it
so when I feel
cold,
that,
it doesn't get cold.
No, it's not that. No, it didn't get cold.
Okay.
So when I start to like feel that, that's when it's like,
yeah.
You know,
it reminds me, and this is the only thing I can relate it to when I used to wrestle.
Okay. Yeah.
Before a match, especially at tournaments.
Yeah.
You're in the tunnel. 103 pounders, please report to the tunnel. 103 pounders, please report to the tunnel. And then you go down there and you're looking at the opponent and you're like, you know.
Yeah, you've seen your opponent.
You're trying to get warmed up and you're you know what I mean? You're in the gymnasium.
Yep.
And then you start getting that adrenaline and then you could smell the other dude's like gum coming through his mouth. You're like, oh, he's
got. But did I say July 21st?
July 14th.
Okay.
July 14th, Ontario.
I was sorry. I literally was like.
July 14th at the Ontario Improv. Get your tickets today at
ChappelleLacey.com.
ChappelleLacey.com. Get your tickets today.
Yeah.
But going back to that adrenaline. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, your opponent is the stage and the crowd.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So that's what it is. But that's the thing. You don't get intimidated by it.
No, because I think there's this thing when you go on stage, after a while, like, you know what's going to work and what's not going to work. But also, like, you got to be comfortable when something doesn't work, because that's a learning lesson. Mm-hmm. And I love to learn that way, because it's like, well, like, yeah, if it's not good, you got to go back to the drawing board. And I'm just very critical of myself, especially
with your with your material.
Yeah. I really try to be. It's hard. You know, sometimes, I mean, I had a clip come out on Don't Tell Comedy.
Yeah.
That has been getting me like a lot of love. Mm-hmm. And that was one thing that, you know, was like, man, that thing got me so much love, and people were knowing me for my stand up
through that.
Yeah, through this clip that
was
came
a little quick,
like a 9-minute
set.
Yeah, you know, something like, you know, what musicians would call an EP.
Oh,
that's how I explained it
like
to people.
Beat Nuts, Intoxicated Demons.
You know,
yeah,
come out with like 4 or 5 songs,
bangers,
just, boom,
your bangers. Yeah,
put it out there. Yeah. You know, and then eventually, yeah, obviously, to grow into a special is what I would love to do, but yeah. I don't want to do that yet. I would have to be really, really.
When is that?
Happy and
is
very.
Is it brewing? Is it brewing up?
Yeah. Because I'm starting up? To get. Yeah, because I'm starting to get a lot more headlining dates, which is dope.
What's
so,
the difference between a feature, you know, opposed to getting that bump? The head
feature just like 20.
30
at most. If it's just, it all depends.
What's right underneath the headliner?
Feature.
But Jeremiah was saying a lot of comedians are stuck at the
feature.
Yeah, for years.
Well, you want to know why?
Why? Go ahead, explain.
Because the feature is like the easiest job, and also it's a luxury, because
you get comfortable.
You go up there. You do 20 to 25 minutes of your just bangers. You don't have to do a headlining set. You go right before the headliner and
warm it up.
It's a luxury. It's easy. When you go on the road, the headliner, you know, you, depending on headliners.
Oh, they bring them on the road.
The headliner picks that person.
And they get paid for their.
Yeah, they
services?
Get paid, and a lot of times the headliner will throw them some more money.
For hotel, room, and
you know, hotel room, it's a luxury. It's easy to get stuck doing that because
you can make a living and live that.
You can make a living
off
being a feature.
Being a feature,
but you're just that.
I mean, it'd be sad if you're the 78-year-old feature comedian.
And that's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
It's tough. Some people, hey, they enjoy that.
So they're road comics that are features. People that hit the road, but they're just features their whole career?
No, because the feature doesn't necessarily work like that. Usually it's like a headliner
that has to bring them.
That knows you and likes you and wants to bring you on the road and, you know,
and
thinks you're funny. And,
yeah.
You know, that's usually how
it is. How do you make that transition to feature?
You got to headliner?
Yeah.
You just got to just say, I'm fucking done headlining or featuring.
But what are the things you have to do? Do you have to?
It's not even like you go backwards as much as like it's a thing to move forward, because you already graduated this level. You already, you know, accomplished this level. Now it's time to attack this new thing. So
right.
it's like this new level. And like, you know, yeah, you already did the 10th grade. Now you're on to 11th
grade.
Right.
Also being the feature when they should be a headliner, they're getting held back a grade.
No, you're not getting held back.
But they're holding themselves back a grade.
If they do it for a really long time.
But that's what he was saying. He said a lot of comedians are at the feature level.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that must be tough to get that bump.
I mean,
it's like you get that extra.
Well, if you're working your ass off and you're not so, like, reliant, like, you're not relying on the headliner so heavy. Like, I didn't, you know. For me, because I had featured for Brendan for a while, like, you know, 2 years. And then I got to a point to where I was like.
That was boot camp or something? That was like a boot camp, huh?
Well, it's just, no, I just felt like I hit like a ceiling point.
Oh, the furthest you could go.
Yeah, I was like, this is the furthest you can go with this. It doesn't go any further.
Right.
It doesn't go any further than that.
When did you have that epiphany? Like one of the shows?
I felt it immediately.
What, the first year?
Yeah, because I was like, I don't want to do this forever.
Right, and that encouraged you, motivated you to do that.
Yeah, I just kind of went in with that as my foundation. Like, don't do this forever.
Right.
You gotta do your own thing.
Because now things are really, I mean, you just got back from London, didn't you?
Went to London.
So let's talk, like, what was that like? When I saw you out there, I'm like, oh, wow, he's out there?
Well, originally I went out there to see Liam Gallagher. Okay.
Is that a comic, Liam? Liam Gallagher? Liam Gallagher? I'm so sorry. We'll edit that out. I'm sorry. Liam Gallagher, please.
Is that a comic? I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. Come on, man. Don't leave me. Don't leave.
What time is it?
Please, look at the time. I just committed cardinal sin. I don't follow it that hard, man.
Liam Gallagher is the lead singer of Oasis.
But listen.
Hold up. To your credit, I mean, to your,
I'm not an Oasis fan.
I know, yeah. That's what I'm saying. So
hold up. Can I make an apology to Liam Gallagher? Can I make a formal apology?
He would love that.
Okay, let me look at the camera.
Go ahead, look at the camera.
As you were. Okay, Liam, I apologize, brother. I'm not against your music. But I'm not your biggest fan. There's a lot of rock groups out there. I'm so sorry. I'm good with the faces and stuff. Mm. So, Liam, please accept this apology. I'm sorry. I know I offended you deeply on a deep level. But what was their...
You're making it right.
Yeah. But what were some of their... can you kind of hum like one of their main singles? Like, oh, my God, look at the way he's looking. Do you know Oasis songs? Oh. Wait, can you hum that? Can you hum it?
Today is going to be the day.
I know.
Wait, I mean, okay, so to explain that,
Liam, I'm so sorry. I would seriously give you a back rub.
I was just messing with you.
We're editing that out, dude.
No, don't.
We're editing it out, dude, because I just disrespected Oasis, dude.
Timestamp that.
I disrespected Oasis. I'm so sorry.
No, listen, most people from the States don't listen to Oasis.
I know that song.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Everything about you now.
Yeah.
God. What? Now is a word from our sponsor.
Bummed out that your favorite shows are not streamed in the U.S.? NordVPN offers streaming catalogs from all over the world. Find your favorite anime without flying to Japan with over 5,000 server options. You'll never run out of shows. Use my link, nordvpn.com/stevie, with a huge discount on a 2-year plan plus 1 month free. Never worry about your IP or location being tracked ever again. Keep your information encrypted with NordVPN. Check out my link, nordvpn.com/stevie, and get your subscription started today.
And we're back. We love Liam here. You know, if this was grade school, I would have to write Liam's name like 100 times. You know, like on some Bart Simpson shit.
Yeah.
Liam.
Oh, yeah. I would have you do that.
I know, I would. I'm sorry. And I just committed a rock and roll sin.
No.
Sorry. So going back to your trip.
Sorry.
I love that. Dude, he didn't let me off the hook either. He just stared at me.
No.
All right, keep going.
No, the trip was great. It was an amazing trip. Yeah, I've never been overseas before, so it was dope to go over the pond, as they say.
Yeah. How long was that flight, dude?
From L.A. to London, 9 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It was an easy flight.
Were the people? It's like huge cultural differences. Like, are people
yes.
friendly?
Okay, so you want
yeah, yeah.
to
break
most
it down?
One of the most unique things that happened to me over there when I was there, people were like, you know, just obviously they knew. You know, I was American, obviously. And they were like, hey, what brings you here? And I was like, oh, I'm, you know, going to see Liam in concert. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even have to say his last name out there. They know exactly who I'm talking about.
Timestamp that. Timestamp it, man. I'm so sorry, Liam. You know what? I Oasis tattoo on my ankle now. For part three. Tune in.
Part three. Keep going. Part three. Yeah, that's a part three. So yeah, they would ask like, oh, what brings you here? I said, I'm here to see Liam. And then, you know, they came, kind of gave me like an odd look, like, what? And really? I thought, I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I thought they were about to be like,
on some,
I thought they were like black
profile,
people.
On some profiling shit.
They weren't.
Are you sure about that?
Let me finish.
Go ahead. Wait, sorry, Liam.
No, they were like, oh, we didn't realize people from the States listen to Oasis the way we do. And that was the first time that's ever happened to me. At 35 years old, the first time someone never, that someone didn't go, black people like Oasis, that was the first time that ever happened to me.
Oh, wow.
It's because they saw me as American first and black
yeah,
second.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. It was unique.
Yeah, you know, that is unique. I thought they were like, they were like, hey, mate, you sure you got the right?
I love your British accent. He said,
more Australian.
Hey,
all right, timestamp that too, please.
He kind of like,
mate.
He came out with a raspy voice. Hey, mate. Yeah.
I'm a fan of English stuff because of soccer. Because of my club, Arsenal.
We say football.
Football is in London.
Us in London.
So I'm aware of the Premier League, yeah. Liverpool, Chelsea. Norwich, Manchester City, Man United, Swansea. I know a lot of these clubs, and I look. This one's on the coast. Oh, you know, Bristol.
Yeah,
you know, Crystal Palace,
mm-hmm.
And all that. And so I watched the Premier League over the years, and I'm like, it got me familiar with some of the geography.
The culture there. That was a pretty dope experience and a dope thing to like feel for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was
the food kind of funky there? Or?
I liked it. Everyone.
No, be honest. What was the?
Because
I heard. I just.
I would
heard,
be. Oh no!
I heard listen. That they have like it's just some kind of pie or shepherd's pie. Like, do they have?
I mean, that's kind of that's not their main thing. It is there.
Yeah.
I mean, fish and chips. But
yeah. So that's
have,
big.
Yeah.
The fish and chips.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't it's got. Kinda, you that's kind of a common. Can you get a cheeseburger there?
Yeah.
On some In-N-Out burgers.
I mean.
Level.
I don't know. Did I have a burger there?
Yeah.
Oh, I did, but I don't eat meat.
Oh, yeah. Right.
But I didn't think the food was bad there. We had their English breakfast, the way they do breakfast
English breakfast?
You'll get a hash brown, you'll get potatoes, you'll get beans, you'll get scrambled, which I did tofu. But then you get like a two egg any style. It's like our American breakfast, which is like the two egg any style, but they just have a little bit more things on it.
Like what? Do that?
So like beans. Beans is like the
beans.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Yeah.
They have beans.
Yeah,
on
toast. Them? Yeah, like
wait,
toast.
Wait,
they
wait,
got
like baked beans.
I have a picture of it.
Man, that just did not sound good.
Yeah.
Baked beans in the morning,
I have a
dude.
Picture of it. It was amazing.
Oh my God.
It's a beautiful.
So this is a normal thing for English breakfast to have beans.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
Yeah.
Look at that. So yeah.
I'm gonna have a bunch of English people.
Oh yeah,
commenting.
Yeah. But that's the, so that's
you
the
know
ve-
what? Okay,
I did it,
now
that's the
wait,
vegan.
If you present it like this, can you see that? No. Okay. Can I?
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
The way it's presented, it looks good.
Oh, it was amazing.
It looks good. Okay, so I thought it was the way I initially thought of it is just beans over eggs,
no.
But it's separate from
but
the
I
meal.
I mixed it up.
Yeah. Okay, what else did you do? Did you do some sightseeing there?
Yeah, I went to Manchester, which mm-hmm. is where Oasis is from. A lot of the Smiths are from there.
Oh,
yeah. Buzzcocks are from there. Fucking, I'm like blanking, but quite a few bands are from, like, they call it like Manchester, yeah, which is like it's like this scene.
I went to
Stone Roses.
Yeah.
Quite a few. But anyways, so it was just, it was just nice to see. And you know what else I kind of felt there? It seems like they just appreciate working class out there.
Right.
Whereas, like, we're a little bit more,
yeah,
a little bit more like, yeah, fuck you.
Right.
You know,
right,
but it
right.
seems like they appreciate.
I respect that. The yeah. working, I like that.
And don't get me wrong. There's probably, listen, I'm not saying, you know, mm-hmm. they're fucking end all be all, but yeah. it was just nice to see something so different. Cause I think a lot of times, I think a lot of times in the States, I think we think our world is the world.
There's a whole different
yeah,
world
there's just
out
a whole
there.
New world. And I
you
think
I like
I think
it
the
out
way
there?
I think the way yeah, of course, yeah.
Would you encourage someone to at least visit once in their life?
Yeah, I think so. But also what I think the way like people need to visit places in a way to where it's like you're not going for the luxury spot just to like take a picture and show
I'll,
that you
I'll
know.
Do Airbnb, dude.
It's not even that.
I'll
it's
be
just
at the hostel.
Go there and like learn something and like mm-hmm. I don't know, talk to the locals.
Are there like museums?
And, like,
and
yeah,
stuff?
Like you know,
oh, okay.
I mean, not even a museum. Like the museum wouldn't do it justice as much as like be in it.
Yeah,
that's how I think of it. Like you got to learn that way. There's like don't get on like one of the fucking tourists.
Right.
Touristy
don't do
bus.
All that. Yeah, yeah.
You know,
do the normal.
Like there's
folk
something
stuff.
About, and I learned that from Henry Rollins because that's the way he likes to travel. He likes to like
man.
Fucking like I want to know.
I mean,
these
that,
people.
Someone,
I want
to
know.
Do you look up to him? Someone that?
Oh yeah, big time.
I seen him at Amoeba when I worked there, and I.
Oh okay.
Yeah, and I was.
He's
just,
a big. He's a big
yeah,
record nerd.
He was getting all kinds of different genres.
Oh yeah, he just
talking
he
to
just,
the cashiers. Oh, yep, you know, I was just yep, like, wow,
he,
this guy's.
He,
I really
he said,
respect.
He says
I like
in, an
him.
In an interview that's probably the most expensive like thing. He probably like his shit is probably
you know
pretty much like a.
I like him because he's been poor at one, like you know he was struggling at one time when he worked at Haagen-Dazs. He was working
Haagen-Dazs,
at a, yeah
yep.
he was working at an ice cream mm-hmm. shop, and then he just decided he made a decision.
There's you know there's people out there and you can see it in them that are you know that have grown in wealth.
Yeah,
that still have that working class mentality.
That work ethic, yeah.
That work ethic.
And he says yes to everything. I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen some of his motivational speeches.
Yeah, yeah.
And he has these rules that he abides by.
I think
by,
I've
like,
seen him speak like 3 or 4 times.
But doesn't yeah. he do, we know about his music, but as far as after his music career, he did motivational speeches.
Yeah, he still does.
He does
he still
that,
tours
right?
around. Yeah, he's on tour right now doing it.
But the
he
main thing
the
he says is say yes to everything. He's like, just
yeah,
if,
yeah. He
just
said,
say
he said yes.
Yes.
He, yeah, they
just
were
show
like,
up. Yeah, I'll do
show,
it.
Yeah.
I'll go.
Yeah.
try to write a book. Yeah, mm-hmm. you want me to
yeah,
do that?
Exactly.
Yeah. Just, I mean, so that's a good kind of rule mm-hmm. to follow. Like, because I know
I don't say yes to everything.
I was just gonna get to that. Like a lot of my brain tricks myself like to come up with excuses.
I think he means it in a specific way, but I don't necessarily say
right,
yes to
right.
everything.
You're selective with
Very.
Your yeses. Yeah.
I say no more than I say yes.
Well, give me an example of that.
Shit.
Okay, if they offer, let's relate back to comedy. Oh, Chappelle, we got a couple road dates.
Okay.
But then there are these small little dive bars. Can you take a, they pay $150 a gig.
Nope.
See?
right there.
No.
Nah.
But it'll be good exposure. A lot of these.
Good people. Exposure at a dive bar? This
but
guy in this fucking scenario.
It's an up-and-coming dive bar.
Up-and-coming dive
these,
bar.
These hip places around the city. Please. And we got you 50 dates.
Okay, maybe if I wasn't where I'm at today, it'd probably be different that I'd probably say yes.
Mm.
But like I've kind of like surpassed that level.
It's an insult at this point in your career. Like, huh?
Not much of an insult as much
but
as
it
it's like,
be,
why, yeah, it's
yeah,
not really,
why do that?
It, yeah, I don't think it'd be fair. Mm-hmm. I don't think it'd be fair to the people that would...
Yeah.
attend to it because I'd be like, why am I here?
Right. So,
you
so,
know, especially if I just got done doing like a pretty solid club like the weekend before.
All right.
And
now,
then I go to a dive bar and I'm like.
So what is the yeah. club like? So what are you used to doing?
It's not
now?
An arrogant thing. Or
no, it's not. You're being real about it, yeah. right? So are you so your show dates are
It'd
like.
It'd be different if you asked the question of more so acting gigs.
Oh. As far as we have a role.
Like auditions, yeah.
Yeah, and if it's a specific role you don't want to do, you're
I
like,
won't do
nah,
yeah.
I won't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah, I've turned down some stuff like some like audition. I've turned down quite a few.
Auditions. Like, give me an example of something you turned down.
There was one for like a Judd Apatow thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But he's a pretty well-known comedy director, right?
I mean, he is.
Then what was the role?
I was just like, I wouldn't connect with this.
You don't?
No.
It was just like the role that you were just like, it's...
Yeah, it had nothing to do with Judd Apatow or anything.
It was just the role, the writer.
Yeah, it was just role. Like, I was just like, I don't know if I would deliver my best if I did that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Now, there, I didn't mean to switch topics so fast, but no, I just thought of it. I just thought of a memory, just a recent memory. I was in my brother's car.
Oh.
And he was playing random music, and there was this kick-ass band from England, and I'm like, and I didn't know who they were. I'm like, who are these guys?
Is it Bloody Valentine?
No, Idols.
Idols. Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys. Have you heard of the Idols? Yeah, so I don't know like what's out or I never heard of him, but
I think it'd be something you'd be into.
It was like his lyrics and just the way his voice was like raspy.
They put on a powerful performance.
So how many dudes in that group?
How many are?
Does it seem like a two piece or two or three piece? Like it just seemed like one. Yeah.
I don't know.
Would you categorize that as like hard rock or punk? Was that?
I'm thinking a different band.
No,
that I would watch. Never mind.
No, it's Idols.
I was thinking a different band.
But you've heard of IDLE, Idols, and I'm because I don't know like updated music, like current music. I don't know if that's even current. But my interns,
no, but I've heard. But I've heard a lot of great things about that band for sure.
Idols.
Yes, and everyone's. I think they played Coachella, and everyone says, not everyone, but my friends, yeah.
There's five? Yeah. Okay, and they're
English,
right?
What are you thinking with a two-piece?
I don't know why.
Maybe
it's just because I heard two vocalists or one vocal. Okay, gotcha.
But yeah, I've had quite a few friends see them.
Yeah.
They've all said like, they put on such a powerful performance. Yeah.
You
know who else puts on a powerful performance and is a pretty good band? Turnstile. This band.
Oh.
You listen to them?
No, but
I think you like them too.
So can you, what kind of genre music?
So the foundation of that band is hardcore.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But they have a lot of like dope elements and inspirations. I think 311 is one of their like favorite bands.
Mm-hmm. Is that a shirt?
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me see myself.
Yeah, and then on the back it says, it's their lyrics.
It's the lyrics?
Yeah, and then on the back it says, thank you for letting me be myself.
So Turnstiles, where's the name derived from?
I don't know. Probably the thing.
Oh, Turnstiles in like the subway. Okay.
That's what I was like. I don't know. Maybe the subway.
Dude, I'm telling you, English people are going to hate me when
they're not English.
Oh, they're not?
Mm-hmm. All right. I think some of the members are from different parts, but I think they're based out of Baltimore.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Baltimore, Maryland. All right.
Yeah. But great band, though.
How long they been around?
I think they've been around since 2010, but I think they have a total of maybe three full length albums.
Right.
And then some EPs, but great stuff. Mm-hmm. Great stuff.
Now, like, we were just featured on, did you take part in that album that they just released through the Cats album?
Yes, I did.
Did you have, because we're both on a song.
I was like, what?
Yeah, I wanted to kind of give them love just real quick. And we're like,
yeah.
So did you have fun? Did you, you just drove out there for one day and recorded that?
Like yes.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think they were kind of shocked.
Shout out to Lil Browse.
Yeah. Shout out to his producer, Reed.
Shout out to Chin.
Reed, bass guy. Shout out to his producer. They were kind of shocked because I did all my lyrics in one take.
Really? You did one take? One take.
But I mean, it's like, I don't know. I didn't know what I was doing. So I'm like, well, you just said.
Oh, you were just freestyling it.
No. They gave me lyrics.
Oh, they gave you lyrics, but you just, boom, you got it.
Yeah.
That's impressive, dude. That's impressive.
I think it has to do with the, when you would stand up, because you got to remember what your set, your material.
Oh.
So I think that's just.
So you could, that kind of is parallel to song lyrics?
Well, just remembering what you got to say and then just delivering it.
Verbatim, though?
Yeah.
So, wait, hold up. But in stand-up, you could rearrange some of your wording.
You can rearrange some of your wording.
But not your lyrics. It has to be a certain cadence and verbatim, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think some of my jokes have, like, a certain cadence, certain...
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like...
I haven't, like, been able to define it that strongly yet. Yeah. But when I do, I'll let you know.
Dude, I'm happy because I feel like you're right there where once you drop your special, you know, I think that things will open up.
Yeah, things will open up for you. I don't want to do anything like that until, like, I have a pretty solid tour schedule. And things are picking up a lot more for me as far as those road gigs are.
What are your favorite cities that you've done it?
Shit, favorite cities.
Or least favorite.
Philly. Springfield, Missouri, one of my faves. Rhode Island was one
Rhode
of my.
Island.
Yeah, I went to Providence, Rhode Island.
What was that like?
Amazing.
I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what that place is.
Tacoma, Spokane. I love Brea Improv.
Yeah.
Anywhere
in Oregon?
Dallas, Addison Improv.
Oregon?
I haven't done. I did it once, but it was so long ago.
Minnesota?
Like, I haven't done it as a headliner yet.
Midwest, Minnesota, Iowa.
I haven't done Iowa. My favorite in the Midwest was probably
Michigan.
Springfield, Missouri.
Missouri.
Springfield. Smaller town.
Missouri.
Fucking amazing.
Really?
I was like, I don't know what it is.
What is it about
Missouri? I don't know what it was about that fucking audience, but they were amazing.
In Missouri.
Springfield, Missouri.
Wow. Okay.
Dude, I went there, you know. I mean,
shout out to the Mizzou Tigers. They have a real,
strong
wrestling program.
You know, their biggest, like, I remember when I went out there, everyone kept telling me, like, oh, you got to go to the Bass Pro Shop. And I was like, and what?
The fishing store?
Yeah.
What's that? What could they possibly have?
Exactly.
What do they go? Let's talk about it.
But it's three stories, I guess.
And what?
It's three stories and it has an aquarium.
The Bass.
And then when I was making fun of it, they were like, some people would come after me after the show. They're like, you went to that Bass Pro Shop, didn't you? I go, no.
Oh my God.
I go, why? Yeah. I was like, I just made fun. And if I said I didn't go, I did not go.
Do they have the t-shirts with animals on it? Like a
I don't know
grizzly
what their
bear.
I don't know.
Or
like those little.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't go to Bass Pro Shop.
I want to find some of those. I want to find, you know, like the animal t-shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're hard to find, dude.
I wonder if they have them there.
Yeah, so what do they have? How many? What's their selection of fishing rods? Like,
I didn't go there.
I thought you just said there. You were talking about Bass.
That's where they told me to go.
Why didn't you go?
What the fuck am I gonna do there? If I had if I don't have an interest in something,
I don't fish.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I like shirts with fish on them. You don't want like a cool trout shirt or something?
I've worn band t-shirts since I was 13 years old.
All right, fair enough. That's just something. All right, like, what's a good analogy of something I'm not into, but I would go anyway?
Listen, maybe next time I go back to Springfield, Missouri.
What? Like something like, it's a. Some candy store or something, but it's like you're not really into candy, but you like certain candy. Like, let's say I don't like candy, but I like licorice. I would go to see if they have maybe they'll have licorice or something, you know. But it's, I don't, let's say I'm against candy or something. That was a horrible example. Timestamp that as well. Okay. Timestamp as well. So you didn't go to the Bass.
I was like, what's he want me to do with this information?
Yeah. So you didn't go to the Bass Pro Superstore.
Uh-uh.
Okay. No, have you frequented Walmarts throughout the country? Because, like, you got to go to the Walmarts. Right?
I mean, those are kind of a given.
You got
those are
go.
Easy.
Yeah,
but I don't go. I can't remember. I honestly can't remember the last time I went to a Walmart.
Yeah,
it's been a really long time. Probably since I lived back home in Arizona, maybe.
You know what I'd love when you're ready to do your special? Where did you think of a location to film your?
Man, there's some places. Yeah, I mean, thinking,
go ahead, say your thoughts.
I mean, I would love to do it in Philly. I think Philly's just a great crowd. I would love to do it. I would love to do it in Springfield, Missouri. I would love to do it. London. I would love to do a special in London. I'm trying to think of where else that I could do it. Probably those, if I had to think about it, Philly would probably be number one. I love Philly. I just love, like, what?
Man, you're leaving out AZ, brother.
I would never do a special on AZ. I would never. Listen, I'll look right in the fucking camera and say
dude,
this one.
I will never. Timestamp this moment.
Do a fucking special.
I take offense to that.
You can take offense.
Dude.
Because I mean it. Because I mean it in a very offensive way.
Wait,
I will
ahead,
never.
Why? Come on, baby. That's the
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll tell you why.
Oh, go ahead.
Arizona's like my least favorite place to fucking perform. And I'll tell you why. And it has nothing to do with people. Yeah. Oh no, I know exactly what the fuck I'm saying. No,
just look at me.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Oh, I'm thinking. Oh, I've thought about it.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, it has nothing to do with people that I don't necessarily know that are just genuine fans.
Yeah.
It's not them.
It's not them.
It's I have too many friends and family there that ruin it for those people. That's why.
In what ways, though?
They just shout at me. They don't respect the fact that, like, I'm doing comedy.
They're like, hey!
Yeah, they're trying to talk to me while I'm on stage.
Uh-huh.
They're like, hey, it's me!
All right, since you brought it up, how
and
do
so
you...
And so I fucking...
You hate... All right, go ahead. So it's not going to take place anywhere in Arizona, folks, okay?
No.
So just look for it in Missouri, okay?
Philly.
Or Philadelphia, okay?
Philly would be... Philly's like,
okay.
No, Philly's
respect,
like a dream.
And I respect,
but obviously, I don't know if I can do that yet because it's probably like a lot of money.
I you respect know. Your honesty and thanks for expressing.
You know
that.
What it is about those places? I think it is with those places. I think, you know, there's just something about those places. I think a lot of those people just understand comedy a little bit better.
They respect the art.
Yeah, they just under they
the
they,
format.
I,
yeah.
I think a lot of times people just don't realize, oh, sorry, DC.
Yeah,
DC,
love?
DC, I gotta give DC love.
So, because you're put this is quantif- you're putting out those.
I haven't performed
there.
In DC since 2019.
Yeah,
and I can't wait to fucking get back. But DC,
because the punk rock.
No,
stuff, no,
and also they
understand it.
And that was the thing in London too, and I'm not saying we don't have it like in a lot of places in mm-hmm. in the States. Yeah, I say the States.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm a fucking nerd. But there's just something about certain areas that just understand that when they're at a comedy show, that's what it is. They just take it exactly
the way it's supposed to be.
The way it's supposed to be taken.
Now, would you relate it to like seeing a movie? Like some people like talk throughout the movie, and like these people know just to enjoy the movie.
Yeah, they're
don't
just like,
commentate.
Yeah,
don't
just
throw
like,
things at the screen.
Yeah.
Watch the movie. Afterwards,
yeah.
When you're in the lobby, you can talk about the movie.
And another thing about those, excuse me, those places, like if something's not funny, they're just like, that wasn't funny. You know, they just understand that it wasn't funny.
So do you like that honesty?
Yeah.
It's brutal honesty.
Brutal honesty. And you know who's the most honest crowd you could ever perform to?
Who?
Black audience.
Yeah. They're not bullshitting. They are not bullshitting.
But when they fuck with you,
they fuck. Hey man.
Hey.
Thanks for that.
On honesty. Another fucking level.
Yeah. So it's just
you feel like you're fucking.
So if you say
the funniest person on earth,
and then they will, and then that's in real time. You'll say it, and they'll just nod.
Just like
will they nod? Will they shake their head like nah?
Yep.
They will. They'll go that far and be like, "Nah."
You gotta realize, cause like, especially when.
Wow, that's interesting.
You know, you gotta think a lot of black comedians. You know, Eddie Murphy,
Cat.
Richard Pryor,
Cat
Williams, Damon
Wayans, Robert Townsend,
Bernie Mac. You know,
yeah.
Cedric
Earthquake.
The Entertainer, like Earthquake.
Yeah.
Donnell Rawlings.
Just heavy.
You know, especially
heavy.
Like if those are like those are the fucking
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
Chappelle,
those are the
Dave
fucking
Chappelle.
Heavy hitters right there. Yeah. And those are some heavy hitters we just named.
Heavy.
So they got a fucking so like me not so known, if I go out there, I got a fucking
cause you're
I gotta come with a fucking punch.
Yeah, cause
I gotta come with
it. You know what it is? It's the lineage. You're following this certain lineage. You got to come correct, dude. They're not going to tolerate mediocre. You know?
No.
That's what I'm saying. You got to come correct.
Yeah, got to come correct. Especially if like they know like, because they're going to put you in comparison to those cats.
Dude, Eddie Murphy, he was a special, really special. Because when I was growing up, man,
that's my favorite one.
Yeah, I just remember.
Well, Patrice is my number. Patrice O'Neal is my number.
Yeah,
like,
rest
number
in peace, Patrice.
Legend. But Eddie Murphy.
But Eddie was special.
Actually, goes back and forth all the time.
Yeah, but Eddie's special because he was such a prodigy. I didn't realize. Was it Delirious, his first one? Yeah, Delirious.
Delirious, then
the
Raw.
Red, the
yeah,
red.
Delirious, the first one, then Raw.
But I remember, was he 18, 19? Like, he was a kid.
So he was 22 when he did Delirious and 24 when he did Raw.
I mean, that's still very, very young in the comedy spectrum. I mean,
and
not only that, dude, there was a live, it was a huge arena, amphitheater,
exactly.
And they were filming him backstage, like getting pumped up. I'm like, whoa, this guy's
not even 30 years old.
I know, but his bits are so
My favorite thing about Eddie Murphy is he has a lot of detail with his face, and his face can become a punchline. Like, he can make a look, and it's a punchline.
Yeah.
And I love that about him. And I also love that when he does an act out, you no longer see Eddie Murphy.
Oh.
You see the character.
Oh, like he does the Italians, the Rocky Balboa, that bit.
When you see him do the Rocky.
Yeah, the Rocky bit.
You see him as an Italian man. Like, it's beautiful.
Not only that, you believe it.
You believe it. That's how I feel like some of my favorite actors, like with Val Kilmer, you no longer see Val Kilmer.
You see Val Kilmer fan?
Yeah.
Are you
going to talk about The Saint?
No, I wanted to because he had a cameo in Top Gun Maverick, mm-hmm. and I wanted to just give him some love.
Yeah, let's give him some love.
Yeah, so, so we love you, Val.
Yeah, I'm just following your lead because you keep doing this.
We love
I didn't know if like this is like the energy of love.
It is.
Okay.
It is, yeah.
Okay. We'll put
but
that
going
out
back
there.
To Eddie, like even like movies like A Hollywood Shuffle, like I remember mm-hmm. renting that and like, wow, this is like that's when I got familiar with the.
But
Wayans.
Even Eddie as an actor too.
Oh my God! Even Bowfinger. Dude, when he was the nerd, dude.
That's a good one.
He had the braces.
That was a good one. Norbit.
Yeah.
Norbit was good.
So he had range.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I mean, when you think about Nutty Professor.
Oh my God.
He played
Coming to America.
Yeah. He played so many characters in his own films.
Would you say? Is he still doing? Does he still go by the comedy? He doesn't frequent the comedy.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah. How amazing would it be if he made a comeback?
I mean, I would just love to shake his hand one day.
Do you think he's one of the top dudes to ever do it?
I hate saying that. In my opinion, I'll take it in my world. In my world, yes.
So would you put Patrice in that same kind of?
They're different.
A lot different.
A lot different.
Yeah.
You know.
So what made Patrice special? Do you think to you personally?
To me personally, his honesty, his intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he actually had a very strong reason for why he was saying what he was saying on stage. And and a lot of people try to, you know,
do the thing, the Patrice thing.
Yeah. In a sense of like, cause Patrice would say, come to you and say the craziest shit,
mm-hmm.
but it was always, there was something behind it. There was a reason behind it. And I think a lot of times, a lot of people try to just say the craziest things on stage because everybody looks like they're like, man, especially in today's, you know, climate.
You're missing one aspect, integrity.
He had integrity too.
He could have been bigger, but he said, nah, fuck that. I'm going to stick to my guns and I'm not going to sell out and do
he
certain things.
He said something in an interview that I just like, you know, where he was just like, he goes, I got, if, if I can't be honest, then I don't want to do it.
Isn't that the whole point of doing what you guys do?
That's the whole point.
Isn't that the whole point?
That's the whole point.
Yeah, because you could do you all know, the act outs and impersonations.
He goes, as long as I'm waking up and I'm honest with myself like that.
Yeah.
And I think that, and that's what I'm saying. There's so much beauty in, like, if you listen to any of his interviews and a lot of things that he was saying.
I've heard long content. You know. From him. Yeah.
And long form. I think, you know. I don't necessarily say, like, I would say, like, I do get a lot of inspiration from him. I don't necessarily say the craziest shit.
Right.
But I do, but I if I had to, like, pick who I get, like, a lot of my inspiration from, and only certain people have been able to see it, but Patrice, Eddie Murphy, Bernie Mac are probably, like.
I gotta throw Damon in there, man.
That for you?
Oh my god! Because I see.
No, I was just saying, like,
I know.
Like,
oh, as far as influences,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Damon, I almost pissed him. He almost peed him. I almost pissed in my pants just seeing him in the OR.
Yeah,
he dropped in, and he truly was so funny to me. Mm-hmm. Like his act outs.
Yeah,
he had a bit on how, when you get older, it's hard for pee to come out of your dick, and he was acting it out. Uh-huh. He just the way.
Yeah,
his showman. He was so funny to me. I'm like, this.
Yeah,
guy
some
is
people
so
just
funny.
Like had a strong understanding for it, and once they got it, they fucking got it, man.
They just got it.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I look at, you know, because I watch, you know, a lot of some of my favorite specials. Daniel Tosh, you know, he's one of my favorites as well. You know, it, amongst many of other people. So like when I look at those specials. And I sit there on a couch and I watch those specials because I wasn't there for those specials.
No.
I wasn't in attendance.
Yeah.
And when I watch them and they have me fucking dying, I was like, yes, that's – I was like, I want to do that. I want to be able to portray it. But like – because it's – you know, I think a lot of times when people do a special, yes, you may have killed that room. But you – but the thing is like there's something you have to do to get to those people that are sitting on a couch that are also –
like
who don't necessarily know you, but also just like if you're sitting on a couch and you're laughing at some shit,
yeah,
that means they really fucking said something.
Right.
You know, and so I want to put something out there that I really feel really, really good about, and I want it to be able to hit in a way, obviously, to where, you know, it does. You know,
it makes an impact. It's impactful.
Not as much as like an impact, as much as like, man, the people on the couch fucking got that shit
just
too.
Just a solid
performance. Yeah,
just
solid performance.
Solid.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
and I'm excited to build for that.
Well, I think that's something to shoot for. I think.
Yeah.
Like with
the, I was like, I don't want to shoot it just because I'm a comedian
and I need to do
a special.
Well, I
don't want to.
I look at y'all as like, you know, the old school musicians, like even the comedians like Pryor and Carlin, they all had albums, man.
Yeah.
You know, like with the cover,
gosh,
you can look
man.
At the cover and that's telling the people I existed. I did this. This
yeah.
is my piece. You know, like the Beatles.
Yeah. And I love geeking over
like
that
Sergeant
stuff.
Like Sgt. Pepper's, the Beatles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, this is the album that I did. I was on this planet.
Uh-huh.
I worked on this material and this is the end product of what I worked on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like I think, and I think I've always, in a sense, been that way with just the things that I've wanted to do. Like, even, you know, go as far as back as skateboarding, I would look at skateboarders that I really like.
You got
like.
A good kickflip, bro.
Oh, thank you.
You know, when I saw
it used to be a lot better.
No, but when I saw you, I don't know if you're at Tony Hawk's place or you're somewhere. You're at the barracks. When I saw you flip the board, I'm like, I had to rewind it a few times. I'm like, what? It freaked me out, dude. I'm like, oh, yeah.
It used to be better. It used to be better.
I'm saying, I grew up in the 90s, and there was only one guy in my high school that could kickflip. it was one of those things, like, now, you know, kids come out of the womb doing switch flips and switch laser flips.
It's completely different.
But
I'm just happy I can still do a kickflip.
I respect just that. I'm like, whoa, he flipped the board, and he landed, like, flush.
Yeah. But as I was saying, though, like, I would look at some of my favorite skaters. You know, like Andrew Reynolds, I would look at like Ed Templeton, those guys, I would look at those guys and I go,
oh, it's
yeah,
their body,
I'm like, I'm
it's
like,
their body of work too.
Yeah, and the body of work.
The body
and I go,
of work, dude.
I go, yeah, that's what you got to do. Like, because obviously they're impacting a lot of people in a way.
What
I'm like,
do you mean that's what you got to do as far as their work?
I'm just
ethic,
saying like,
talking?
Well, just like if you're going to do something, look at the people before you.
Oh,
Like, if you're doing something, if you're jumping into a world.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know, it's respect, too.
It's yeah.
Because you're doing your research.
Yeah.
You don't want to jump ahead and be like, you know, like, oh. And it's like, no, Andrew did that trick on the end of the Birdhouse video.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like.
Dude, because I would watch.
They'll call you out.
Yeah.
They'll be like, well, dude, you did the same line that he did on that video.
And one of the best compliments I think I've ever gotten skating is someone said my front side flips were like Andrew Reynolds. Now, this is when I could really do them good.
Wait, hold up.
This was like back in the day.
Wait, hold up.
I would watch the way he would do his front side, because he's like front side flip king.
Oh, yeah.
And I would watch, I would like drill studying how he would fucking do those front side flips.
You used to know how to front side flip?
Yeah. I'm not fucking good anymore.
Oh my God.
It sucks.
But still.
It was a dope compliment.
Yeah.
I don't know how sincere it was. But I took that because I would watch the way he would do his fucking frontside flips. And I was like, fuck, those are huge. Those are powerful. And so I would just always try to skate like big like that. But that was when I was, you know, was skating.
This
is
the AZ days?
Yeah, it was AZ days when I was a kid.
We got to shout out the AZ. I mean,
yeah, shout out to AZ.
To Faces Skate Shop.
There yeah, shout out Cowtown.
Yeah, Cowtown. Faces yeah. too. Faces mm-hmm. right here in Tempe.
Shout out Eastside Records.
Yeah, there's a lot of them because I went to ASU, and when I was just being a student there, I was like, "There's a lot of good skaters just around Scottsdale, Tempe, Mesa."
I mean, that's just I think Arizona was just like a breed for it because Arizona. I mean, our weather. I mean, except for summertime.
Yeah,
but it was crazy because
they even skated.
Yeah, we
the wedge
skating,
during the
yeah,
summertime.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We just didn't
sidewalk surfer the whole shit. Yeah.
I think about it now because I'm like, man. Sometimes when I go back home, like, especially in the summertime, I'm like, how the fuck did I do this? Because I'm like, it's the same fucking temperature.
Well, but
I was
like,
how
thing.
Was I skating? But
well,
I was, cause
you
I
had
think it was just a kid.
You had more energy. You're more youthful.
Yeah.
I was out there recently. We went checked out Face of Skate Shop.
Yeah.
Jeremiah had to drop into a vert area.
Yeah.
We were there around noonish one. It was like the Mojave Desert. I literally pushed twice. I was dressed.
But there's
was,
people out there.
Yeah. They're pushing around and doing, so, you know, dropping in. Yeah. I'm like, well, how are they doing this?
Motherfuckers are just like, let's just hydrate and we'll be good.
Now, since you brought it up, is it just me or how is everyone so good at skateboarding nowadays?
It's just like you got to look at the.
Is it like.
It's just the level changes.
So, because back then we had magazines, maybe 411s came later.
Yeah.
But do you think they have these different reference points? Like, oh, I can do that. I can do that.
I think.
Like tutorial videos on YouTube or.
I think, you know what? I think.
Because they're extremely technical.
What I think made a big shift in it, I think it was those, like the. Maybe like the street league competitions.
Mm.
I think it was like once the competition. Skating started getting a lot
commercialized.
Bigger. Yeah,
X Games, all
that. Yeah, because the people are seeing that, and you see these people do it like Nyjah, you know, like or Nyjah. I don't know how to
P Rod.
Yeah,
P
Rod.
Yeah, the Chris.
You
Cole.
Know, Luan. Like you see these guys like fucking.
Yeah, the Foys, the Jamie Foys.
Yeah,
and all
you
yeah,
see
yeah.
these dudes that just go out there and they kick ass, and so I think you know Deshaun.
I mean, can we give Deshaun some
Let's
love?
Let's give him some love. AZ love.
That's the hometown hero. Yeah. Deshaun Jordan, baby. Laser flip. Laser flip master.
Yep.
Co-owner of Face of Skate Shop.
Yeah.
Go there today.
Shouts out Chandler
We're proud
Park.
Of you, Deshaun. Keep doing your thing. Yeah. Do you know his pop? Like, I was at the barracks, you know, shout to Andrew Nicholas. Got us, me and Jeremiah in.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this top section, and then there's a rail underneath it. And they're like, oh, Deshaun 180'd into this, you know, frontside board slide from the top area onto the rail. I'm like, there's no way. That drop is like.
Huge.
Yeah.
Oh, that one drop.
Yeah. There's a drop at the very top. It's this top vert thing. But then there's the rail underneath it towards the far section. They said Deshaun 180'd onto the rail. And that's a big. Committed
think
drop.
About that
I couldn't process it. I'm like
so but also like I think a lot of those kids probably looked at you know those that came before them and were like especially because like especially people still think those people are badass
Yeah,
so you still want to look at those people,
right? Because they
and you
probably,
go, damn, that's still a fucking badass. Because
we grew up with like what Zero Misled Youth,
dude.
And then that kind of broke the barrier. Oh, you could do it. You could backlip that
toy machine,
16 stair rail,
jump off a building.
Yeah,
Baker, all the Baker videos.
Yeah,
you see all that stuff, and you're just like, yeah. So, you know, and I guess I've just transitioned that into the way I look at stand up too.
No, let me ask you this. I bet you some of your fans are skaters.
100%.
And they come up, right?
Yeah, they come to shows.
Don't, isn't that
cool?
Yeah,
yeah. It's cool. I feel like I kind of have like a universal audience.
Yeah.
From what I've been seeing. Because
skaters come out.
Yeah, skaters, hardcore kids.
Wow.
And then I get like...
You got a diverse fan base, dude.
Yeah. Then I get people that just like enjoy comedy that aren't necessarily of hardcore or skateboarding.
Yeah.
I have people that don't necessarily have my same interests that do come up.
Could
I think
skate
they just
with
genuinely...
you and Deshaun? Maybe we could all roll around one night.
Yeah, we can roll.
Maybe we'll hit him in Andrew.
Yeah,
up
my
and
homie's
Jeremiah.
Been skating this park, this new park in Malibu.
Uh-huh.
And he's been loving. But yeah, we can get down.
Do you still roll around? You have a setup?
It's been a minute. Oh yeah,
you still have a setup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you'll never. Not you'll always skate in
yeah,
some capacity.
It just won't be as like
me too. The older I get, it's just harder for me to
you
get
know
on
what,
the board.
Man,
you know
I
what?
Go,
people
I go.
Ask,
listen,
they
I
call
go
me
in there
out too.
Yeah,
we just did a Scissor Bros live. There's skaters there. Shout out to whoever came out
Shout
to
out.
The Ontario Improv. But they're like, play you skate,
dude.
And I'm like,
no.
Do they ask you that?
Yes. I'm like,
yeah,
no,
dude. Like three of them. They're you know you were like you know selling merch, and they're like. Play you skate, man.
Never.
And I'm like, dude, you would beat me. You would get all these letters off.
Yes.
I could do shove it variations. That's all
dude,
I got.
There's just certain things you have to like keep up with consistently in order to still have it. And skating wasn't that thing that I kept up with.
No, they're on some ninja level. Like ninja
it's a different
training.
Level. Like when I go in, I'll board slide that damn rail.
yeah.
I'll kick flip.
Yeah.
I'll do some 50-50s, some 5-0s.
And
manual
that's,
some
and
boxes.
That's a session for you.
That's a session.
Right. So you don't like these people. Yeah. That's not even. They warm up with that.
Sorry, it sounds so British right there.
No, it's okay. But that's a. They're warm up. They're warming up with that, and they're like, "Let me do a switch now.
Yeah.
Let me do these crooked grinds now. Let me, you know what I mean?
I know.
I don't know. I mean, have you seen Deshaun skate live?
Not live. Maybe when he was younger, when I lived
at the Chandler Park or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it's something where it's jaw dropping.
He ran that park. He's
wait,
one
wait.
Of the ones that ran
so
that
he,
park.
Was he a phenom? Do you think he was a prodigy there? I mean, that's the way.
Dude, I mean,
the
he
way
was
Andrew
a kid
describes
that everybody
it,
would look at like.
Like he's got the most skill.
Yeah.
He's progressing
like, he
fast. Yeah. We love you, Deshaun. Oh, so the time has passed. Hey, I want to plug your road dates and your Insta.
Yeah.
All
oh,
your
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So go ahead, man. So definitely. Once
yeah.
July
14th, I'll be at Ontario Improv, and I want to say July 28th. Hold on, let me get that exact date. Hold on, July. Okay, yeah. So, or is it the 21st? Oh, how about I just go to my website?
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to look at a calendar.
Yeah, that's all right. I just want to make sure you get the proper information, you know, so
yeah.
they know where to get the right tickets and all that.
Okay, yeah, so July 14th, I'll be at Ontario Improv just for one night. And then July 28th, which I think is like 2 weeks later, I'll be at Oxnard Improv, and that's one night as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got some road dates.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
In mm-hmm. September,
mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, I guess I'll announce those.
Mm-hmm. But they'll be on your website, right?
They're all, yeah, all that's on my website. All
so
that's
it's
on
like ChappelleLacy.com?
Yeah, all that's ChappelleLacy.com for that stuff. Follow me on the gram.
Say your Instagram again.
ChappelleLacy. And then, just my main thing now is, just...
Dude, I'm proud of you. You're doing the right thing, dude.
Doing the road gigs and
you're doing the right thing.
Growing the stand-up comedy. So
you're on your way, dude.
I'm trying.
It's there. Well,
it's
you don't
fucking
see it.
Tough.
I know, but I see it from outside of yourself, and I see you on the gram. I'm like, okay. I saw you in Europe. I'm like, oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're like doing your little steps. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
You're gonna, you know. And the thing is that don't rush. That's nothing you should rush.
No.
You should really let it marinate. Let it marinate.
I can't remember
like,
why.
It's like a group like rushing an EP or they're like, okay, it's good enough. No, I would have to mix it down. Like, no, I don't want to rewrite the lyric. You know?
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like you got to, because once it's out, it's out.
Yeah, got to marinate.
You know what I'm saying? You have time to.
I know.
Really,
I'm so particular about shit too.
OCD. Like,
I just get critical of.
Oh, I'm the same way.
I
trust me. I
very
I can
critical myself. A lot of times, like,
but sometimes
I'm like, I don't want to post that.
But sometimes, let me tell you something. Sometimes when it's done, it's done.
Yeah, well, okay? You know, like now I have to have like a friend with me to like be like, hey, it's fine. I would let you know if it wasn't.
Yeah, so. If you have good people around you, and they'll be honest. They'll be like, dude, let it go.
Yeah.
You gotta let it out.
Gotta let it out.
Thanks for part two. Part three, you'll see if I have the Oasis tattoo on my ankle or not. Okay?
I'll hold his ass too.
Okay. Do they have a sip? We'll talk later about it. All right, go to StevieWeebyShow.com for all that. Patreon.com/StevieWeeby if you want to help support the platform. Oh, Scissor Bros. YouTube.com/Scissor Bros. We're taking a break right now from any live podcasting events. Dude, that was like our eighth or ninth one.
Yeah, you guys done
we've
quite
done
a few.
We've done quite a few. So, but we're open to doing stuff in the future. We just need a little break from the live stuff, okay? StevieWeebyBandcamp.com for all the music stuff. Instagram.com/QUANGOU. Did I say YouTube.com/Scissor Bros? Subscribe today, okay? And can you guys start watch that? Because we need to get the views back up. Go support that Scissor Bros every Friday morning, 6 a.m., okay? If you want to send any packages, anything, I have a P.O. Box. Send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Love you, man.
Love you too, brother.